Maine Secretary of State, a non-attorney. Mixed legal ruling striking Trump from ballot based on YouTube videos. By Bradley J. on December 29, 2023. Maine Secretary of State Sheena Bellows unilaterally ruled that former President Donald Trump is unqualified to appear on the 2024 primary ballot despite lacking a law degree and substituting YouTube videos for due process. Bellows, who previously worked as executive director of the Maine chapter of the ACLU but is not an attorney and did not attend law school, made the legal conclusion in her ruling that the declaration on Trump's candidate consent form is false because he is not qualified to hold the office of the president under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. The Secretary of State, a Democrat whose social media is littered with photos of President Joe Biden, justified her ruling based on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment's Insurrection Clause. The statute has never been used to disqualify a president from the ballot and has generally been understood not to apply to the office of the president. Although left-leaning plaintiffs have sued across the country in long-shot hopes of keeping Trump from appearing on primary ballots. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Sheena Bellows, at Sheena Bellows. Bellows' ruling that Trump engaged in the crime of insurrection comes despite Trump having never been convicted of that or any other crime, or even been charged in court with the crime of insurrection. He was acquitted by the U.S. Senate of charges of engaging in insurrection and continues to deny wrongdoing. Her decision has met with widespread scrutiny. CNN senior legal analyst Ellie Honig said Thursday on Anderson Cooper 360 that Bellows' decision to bar Trump from the ballot was based on YouTube clips, news reports and things that would never pass the bar in normal court. While acknowledging the case is legally unknown territory, the Supreme Court has never ruled on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. The alarmed Honig argued that Trump has a good case that he did not receive due process. Were the processes, were the hearings fair? He asked. Did they comport with due process? He continued, they heard from one fact witness, a law professor. Bellows based her ruling on a lot of documents, but also YouTube clips, news reports, things that would never pass the bar in normal court. Maine's congressional delegation also took issue with Bellows' ruling. Senator Angus King, an independent who caucuses with Democrats, said the decision whether to vote for Trump should rest with the people. Senator Susan Collins, a Republican but no friend of Trump's, issued a statement that did not mention Trump by name but said, Secretary of State's decision would deny thousands of Mainers the opportunity to vote for the candidate of their choice, and it should be overturned. Representative Jared Golden, a Democrat who voted to impeach Trump, said, until he is found guilty of the crime of insurrection, Trump should be allowed on the ballot. Representative Shelley Pingree, a Democrat who is also not an attorney, said that it appears Trump's actions violated the Constitution but offered little additional analysis other than supporting the decision. The Colorado Supreme Court reversed a lower court opinion, determining that Trump engaged in insurrection and therefore is unfit to appear on the 2024 Republican presidential primary ballot. That ruling has been stayed as Trump appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court. A ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court in the Colorado case would likely settle the issue in Maine and other Section 3 cases across the country. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.